2, they are talking, the main point in chapter 2 is seven limbs. Seven limbs, I mentioned that, is really important, seven limbs. Seven limbs is really as to whatever you practice Dharma. It's like kind of preliminary. Even we do like prostration, we just recite 100 syllable mantra, yeah? Actually, before we recite 100 syllable mantra, whatever you do, you have to recite seven limbs prayers. That's why I asked Zoba, do we have Lama Tsongkhapa seven limbs prayers, but we don't have in English, I think so. That's why. Actually, whatever you do, pray or something, we really have to recite seven limbs. Yeah.
Seven limbs.
Yeah, Ganden Laja, Lama Tsongkhapa, praise. Yeah. Oh, in the, oh, yeah, okay. Then I lie. I have to know. Okay, so seven limbs, yeah. Seven limbs are essential to whatever you recite, whatever you start to practice. Seven limbs, yeah? So everybody make sure there are seven limbs. What are seven limbs? Shatse. Actually, they have brief. One verse in Tibetan. Shatse wadang, chichi shabadang, jisi yirang, kushin sawayi, gyawa chungsi dagi chisaba, tamji zubi changchu chunga wo. In a sutra textbook, they have one verse. If you want to recite detail, they have a detail. Seven verse, seven limbs, yeah? So, cha sewa, first prostration, cha se wada, then offering, then what? Cha se wada, chuji, shaba, confession, then jisirang, rejoice, then kushi, how to say, after rejoice, kushi, how to say in English, rejoice.
Turn the
number, requires something, yeah? Request something, yeah, joy, rejoice, and then request. Just, you know, cushion, swan dip is also kind of request. I don't know how to say in English.
Not entering Nirvana.
Okay, now entering Nirvana. Then dedication, yeah? Yeah, seven limbs, okay? Yeah, seven limbs, yeah. Okay, then here, we already finished, offering, yeah? Offering, how we offer something to the Buddha. Even we do water bowl offering, lots of different offering, yeah? So, when you do water bowl offering, what do you have to recite? How do you think while you are offering? Yeah? Offering with what kind of motivation? During the offering, you can recite their Om Ahum, their short mantra, also there's a long mantra. Yeah? Those kind of offering, everything have kind of rule. We have to follow the rule, you know. Is you don't do just your way, you know. Don't follow, say, okay, one monk, he told me, we have just follow the Buddha rule. Yeah? So, there's a different offering, there is a kind of specific rule of offering, yeah, giving offering. So we just finished to teach offering about the offering, yeah. So now here we are talking about prostration, yeah. So actually in the prostration here is verse 24. We start from 4. Yeah, here, verse 24, we prostrate to the object of refuge, object of three jewel, yeah? Three jewel. So, everybody want to make sure that when you do, actually, in Tibetan, there are, in Tibetan style or whatever, there are two types of prostration, yeah? It's full prostration and a kind of half prostration. Yeah, so prostration. So why prostration? Because I want to make sure that because when you do this prostration, yeah, Everybody have to know that. It's really important, you know. During prostration, if you don't know those old symbols, then it's somebody going to laugh. Okay. So when you do this prostration, yeah, do this inside like kind of empty. Somebody put like this, okay? Somebody put like this. But you have to put inside. When you do prostration, in your finger, this empty is symbolize the wisdom. Actually, there is a Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya is symbolized. Then outside, this like kind of round, yeah? It's outside, full outside, is like kind of form body. Yeah, form body. Then when you do prostration, yeah? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah? This is kind of, it's a Tibetan way, but actually in India way, 1, 2, 3, yeah? Because we say Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. But why we do 4? Because we say Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, Guru. Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. And that's why we do 4. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah? So if you do like 3, yeah? 1, 2, 3, yeah? Just 1, 2, 3. While you are doing that, it represent the Uma'a, is like kind of Buddha's body, Buddha's speech, and Buddha's mental, represent mental. When you touch from your, like, from here, while you're touching here, yeah, you feel that you have to think that purify all your body and speech and mental, yeah. Also, you can, yeah, you visualize that purify from the, yeah, your body and speech, mind, while you touching, yeah. Actually, even if we say Om Ahum, these 3, yeah, also represent the body, Om, Ah, yeah? How to say, yeah? Yeah. Actually, yeah, it's all a purify. You have to think that it's like purify your body and speech and mind when you touch that. Then when you do this, like, actually when you do this, when you put your left finger on the ground, touch, yeah? It's like, usually in Tibetan, even you do Sakyamuni Stupa, yeah? You go right side, why? You don't go this way. You go right side, yeah? Why? Yeah, because in Tibetan, Tibetan style, even you do water bowl, offering something, you do always right side, yeah? Yeah, right side, yeah? You have to do right side. Yeah, right and left, right, yeah? Right side. Even you Sakyamuni blade, stupa, you have Sakyamuni right side. Why? Because that symbol, right is symbolize virtue. And left is symbolize negative, like non-virtue. Yeah, non-virtue, yeah? Non-virtue. So when you do prostration, your left hand put on the ground, then you visualize that suppress all your negatives. Purify all your negativities. And when right hand touch on the floor, it's all virtues and all like kind of positive things. What do you say? Gain, yeah? Obtain to you. Yeah? Right and left. So then, when you do like, when you put your head, all your face and your head all put down, yeah? It means represent that, reduce your pride. Or pride, because it means I am the lowest. I cannot look up to you. I'm the lowest, like, it represent. Actually, because doing prostration is like kind of antidote to reduce your pride. Yeah, reduce to your pride. And also, doing prostration is also good for accumulating merit, yeah? So that's why here this is a chapter is related. This first chapter and second chapter, there's relation, yeah? First is we're talking about bodhicitta. Then what did they say? Because it's not enough just talking bodhicitta. What should we do before bodhicitta? Bodhicitta is just like you generate bodhicitta right away without effort, without accumulation. No, that means you cannot generate bodhicitta without accumulation merit. You have to accumulate merit. Yeah, you have to accumulate merit. You have to confess. Those all things you have to do. That's why you're talking about, first talking about bodhicitta, then second, talking about accumulated merit. Yeah? Yeah, then before when you do prostration, there's a kind of, multiple mantra. Namu Manjushri, Namu Sushri, Namu Udama Shri Swa. When you recite this mantra, your prostration will be multiple. Increase. Yeah, this is a kind of mantra, yeah? This is a kind of short explanation about prostration. Yeah? Sha. See, actually, what does mean prostration mean? In Tibetan, we say cha. Tse. Cha. Tse. Tse means something looking for. We are looking for all your good qualities. All good qualities give to me. And tse means chanwa, is purify all my negativities and all good qualities I want. Please give me all your good qualities. While when you're doing prostration, please, whatever I'm doing, everything's in your hand. Please, whatever you can do, please do for me. All my negativities, is whether purify or no purify, is in your hand. Just like enters to the object of your prostration, object of your refuge. When you do prostration, you can do Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Even you can do your teacher, monks, whatever you do can be object of prostration, yeah? This is about prostration. Okay, so now here we, actually, object of prostration, yeah? We say Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha is refuge, object of refuge. Object of refuge is Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Yeah, now here we are talking about Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. So, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, actually, everybody know that Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, yeah? What does Buddha mean? What does Dhamma mean? What does Sangha mean? Yeah? What does Buddha mean? What does Dhamma mean? What does Sangha mean? Clear, yeah? What does Buddha mean? This is Buddha? Statue is Buddha? Yeah, everybody, it is clear, yeah? Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. This is really important, yeah? Because this is like how we decide whether we are Buddhist or not Buddhist is decided by enters to the object of your refuge, belief, strong faith to object of refuge. That's why we... It's not only enough, only faith. You have to know qualities. Once you know qualities, object of your refuge, then you will be interested to practice. You're interested to learn. Yeah? That is really important. So, object of refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. So, Buddha is like kind of instructor, yeah? It's like instructor, like doctor, daughter, and Buddha. Sangha is like kind of like nurse who somebody helps. Yeah, like help for the doctor to help take care of the patient. Yeah, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Then Dhamma is like kind of real medicine, which one eliminate our all ignorances. Yeah. So Buddha doesn't mean like kind of this statue. It doesn't mean, okay? It doesn't mean like Buddha doesn't mean like form of outside his shape. It doesn't mean Buddha. Buddha is really refers to his qualities. What is Buddha's quality? What kind of he has qualities that we don't have? Because he has kind of quality that we call like, he already eliminated all ignorances, already eradicated, yeah, all ignorances, and already avoid all ignorances, yeah. That's then. Also, he has other qualities. He has omniscient mind. That was the omniscient mind. Yeah. Actually, he has three kaya: Dhammakaya and what is it? Sambhogakaya, Nimanakaya. This all everybody know that. Yeah. Buddha's qualities. First, you have to know qualities. How he gained those qualities. Then you know how to practice. Practice way of his practice. Yeah. So then Dhamma, Buddha, Dhamma, yeah? Dhamma means, what does Dhamma mean? You think Dhamma is this book? Dhamma is this book or what? Amida? Method. What do you mean? Mental. Yeah, Dhamma is not this book, yeah? Dhamma is also, we say like, truth of cessation and the truth of path. This whole kind of Dhamma. Dhamma doesn't mean, Dhamma is kind of statement of Buddha's teaching. Expression, yeah? Statement, yeah? Jujha. Statement of Buddha's teaching. Yeah, then, yeah, truth of cessation and truth of path is Dhamma, real Dhamma, yeah? That we call ultimate Dhamma. Actually, the Dhamma has two, ultimate Dhamma and conventional truth Dhamma. Conventional truth Dhamma is not real Dhamma. Ultimate truth Dhamma is real Dhamma. Which one is ultimate truth Dhamma? Truth of cessation and truth of path. Ultimate truth Dhamma, okay? Then Sangha, same. Ultimate Sangha and conventional Sangha. Like us, conventional Sangha. It doesn't mean like conventional Sangha doesn't mean like fake monk. No, it doesn't mean fake Sangha. Okay. Conventional Sangha means who didn't obtain path of sin. Yeah? Path of sin or path of meditation. Path of normal learning. That we call conventional Sangha. Is ultimate Sangha is who already got instead of path of sin. That we call ultimate Sangha.
How do you tell when someone has reached that level?
Yeah, actually because that old level, because like they know their level, you know, how do they like, even like you see, we cannot read each other's mind. But if you have really, what do we say? Miracle, yeah? You can read other people. Yeah, miraculous. You can read other people's mind, but we don't have miraculous, but we don't have power to read other people's mind. But that said, but no, by themselves, they tell us by their experience, like Buddha. Yeah, like sometimes, like example, like His Holiness, yeah? Dalai Lama, I just also, last week, also he mentioned that I listened to his teaching online, this live teaching in Arunachal. He went to one part of North India, and then he talked with the audience, and then about we really have to practice bodhicitta mind and meditate on emptiness. That's what is he always practice kind of those emptiness, meditate on emptiness and practice on bodhicitta, and now he feels that I'm already in state of path of preparation. Yeah. He has experience. I already got that stage. Yeah. Yeah, they share, yeah, other people, how did they get on that state? Like His Holiness. His Holiness always share how experience of his meditation of emptiness and experience of meditation on bodhicitta mind. Yeah. Yeah, he really shared like that. That's why he meditated on emptiness and meditated on bodhicitta a long, long, long time. Now he feel, he really feel that he is already got on state of path of preparation or something, yeah. Path of accumulation merit, path of accumulation merit. Yeah, that's really he told last week. Even he told many times, and also last week teaching I listened. Yeah, that's a that kind of he has experience. Yeah, even we see like all those Buddhas teaching and path of preparation, path of sin, path of meditation by his experience. Everything by his experience. Yeah, if we don't have that kind of experience, we don't know how to give instruction people to get on that level, that, what you say, that stage, yeah? Yeah, that's difficult, yeah. That's why everything by their experience, yeah. Okay, so now here we, verse 24, okay? 24, in the Tibetan we say, dusum shibi sanje gan chodan soji choje la shindu kanji dani ji lude bene daja says. So this is a kind of when you do prostration, how should you visualize, yeah? How should you do the prostration? When you do prostration, actually, you can think that while you are doing prostration, yeah, you can emanate yourself many sentient beings, all sentient beings, and then you can visualize that while you are doing prostration, all sentient beings doing prostration with you. Yeah, so you can think that while you are doing prostration, there are lots of Buddha as lots of atoms. Yeah, if you cannot think that. All Buddhas are in front of me, and all sentient beings doing prostration with me. Yeah, here I'm doing prostration is for sake of sentient beings. Yeah, sake of sentient beings. For doing prostration is for attain enlightenment, sake of sentient beings. Yeah, that's you can think that. If you think like that, it will be really powerful. I mentioned that before. Even if you do recite. Is it 100 syllable mantra, whatever, yeah? If you cannot think like, visualize according to the 100 syllable mantra, usually they say, yeti, meti, peti, there is a, you know, yeti, meti, peti, how to say, you know, meti, peti. I don't know how to say in English. There are three ways to meditate when you use 100 syllable mantras. Yeti is flow from the up and flow from down and then radiate. But if you cannot think that, but you can think visualize and 100 syllable mantra. Because when you recite 100 syllable mantra, we try to confess, yeah? 100 syllable mantra, those are kind of confess mantra, yeah? You confess mantra, and then you can visualize all sentient beings are sitting with you, and all Buddhas are in front of me, and we all are try to confess all with negative things that we did in our previous life and this life. Yeah, you can think like that. Yeah, it's kind of easy, yeah? Easy to do it. Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, this is okay. Then, 25. Changju simji jin namdan chiden namla dasha tsil. Changju simji jin namdan chiden namla dasha tsil. Okay, in English, verse 24, with prostration are numerous as the atoms within all the Buddha fields. I bow to Buddha's person in all the three times, to the Dharma, to the sublime assembly. Yeah? So, I think that this is clear. So, now 25. Likewise, I pay homage to all the shrines and to the resting place. What does it mean, shrines? Shrines. Oh, Gomba, okay, shrines, yeah. Shrines, and to the resting place of the Bodhisattva, I prostrate to the preceptor and to the praiseworthy adepts as well. What does it mean? It's a little bit hard. They say like here in Tibetan, is those all are kind of base of generated bodhicitta, yeah? So I'm doing prostration for the base of generate bodhicitta, for base of practice bodhicitta. Do they say like this or not? How do you explain in English?
I think your bodhisattva is the one you're talking about, the best practicing bodhicitta.
Yeah. Yeah, bodhisattvas, bodhisattvas, and then Buddha's kind of statues, yeah, everything, because sometimes we do prostration, yeah, those all like statue in front of statue, you do prostration in front of statue, you do prostration in front of stupa, yeah, those all, yeah. So then also Kenpo Tejin Lobanda Tushuchula, also you do prostration in front of abbot. You do prostration in front of sanghas, monks, yeah? Yeah, all those kind of, what do you say, preceptors, yeah, called preceptors. Okay, so actually this is all kind of object of your prostration, yeah? Object of prostration, yeah? So object of prostration, you can choose your precious, what do you say? Your precious object of refuge, or precious of, yeah, it's a precious object of refuge. I think that this is better, yeah? I'm not sure, okay. So then, 26. Changchu nyingbo chi chi ba, sangye na la chep su chi, chio dang changchu sen ba yi, so long de jing chep su chi. 26 is, I got for refuge to the Buddha, as far as quintessence. How to read? Quintessence of enlightenment. I go for refuge to the Dharma and the community of Bodhisattva. Yeah? It means I'm going to refuge. I'm going to do prostration, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, until I attain enlightened. Yeah, you just can tell like this. I'm going to do prostration until I attain enlightenment. Yeah? Also, I go to refuge. I go to do prostration, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, until attain enlightenment. That is okay. Then, now here we are 27. Oh, Nyamala. Oh, Nyamala, does he delay? Oh, that is Sebu Shudu, Nyamala. Oh, Lazar Tuji. Yeah, now we have a translator, so I don't have to force myself. Relax now. Okay. Tay, Ani, Tan Dinin, Nazo Karishu, is in the Dusambalaya. Then the quote, any ngazogi verse 26. Sha sha yu, any sanje la ya, changju ni bu chije ba sanje na la, jiao si chie si de, any jidangi tiba sumju kunju, any rangju la ya, any jun simba da, any rangju la ya junju ki, 아니 산제 두손래야 다 간다 마주기 접들래야 마라주 접지에서 유접들래야 유접던 대접스 니요리스 디인자 유접슬로드선발라 유접데 다 간다 라운드 준타디비 다 간다 마라주기 남주 슈디에기 아니 덤바샤제 두발로 소바다 오 두수사마 다 간다 마주 쪼쪼 다 간다 마주 유접 라운드 준타디비 아니 두수 간사 차도라 디인자 아니 데뷔기 접슬로드 잠발에 라주라야 준주기 마발라 라니 칸드 산제비 산젠주기 아니 산제들에 데뷔기 접 이자 어디서 삼말래야 아니 나랑이 다 칸다 아니 지기 산제기 고바 마도바도 아니 게도서 삼말래야 아니 예 접 지기 인세도 다 칸다 된다 도도 드시고리스
The verse 26 is the verse that you actually go for refuge taking refuge in the object of refuge. And here, speaking about taking refuge is the object of refuge to whom you are taking refuge is of two kinds. One is causal refuge, which is the Buddhas who have, the beings who have already gained the state of enlightenment, such as Buddha Shakyamuni and so forth, are known as the causal refuge, object of refuge. And then, the second one is the resultant object of refuge. The resultant object of refuge is a state of enlightenment where it's to be achieved by oneself in the future. So this is what is known as resultant object of refuge, because this is the refuge, the object of refuge that is to be obtained, that is to be achieved by oneself in the future. So this is the verse that actually elicits one takes refuge. And when speaking about one takes refuge, it's important for us to understand the object of refuge is two kind, causal and resultant.
So
here, the demarcation of line that distinguishes whether one is said to be a practitioner of Buddhist, or one is Buddhist or the non-Buddhist is made on the basis of whether or not one is taking refuge in rituals. And then here, when we speak about taking refuge in rituals, and the way in which that you take refuge in rituals, one takes refuge in rituals by reflecting one's mind upon the suffering nature of cyclic existence, and particularly the suffering nature of lower realms, and having a fear by seeing those sufferings within the cyclic existence, particularly of the suffering of the lower realms, and having seen that, you have such a fear in you by reflecting one's mind upon those sufferings. And then you are taking refuge in tree jewels by seeing that tree jewel has a power or potential to protect us from those sufferings. With this kind of keeping in one's mind, then one take refuge in tree jewels from the depth of one's heart. And one's faith in tree jewel must be irreversible. It must be impeccable. So therefore, if one's if one's taking refuge in Chijol, it's something that is not really genuine. It is not really taking refuge from the depth of one's heart, then one will not be able to, it is wrong to claim oneself to be a Buddhist. So, so therefore, one will not become a, what we call is an authentic Buddhist practitioner or the authentic Buddhist. So then here, the next important part is here is to, since you are taking refuge in three jewels, then it is important for us to know the qualities of those three jewels.
Number 3 je ba yin da me zhe de ji yi zhan zhen san de wo de ji a chu chu na long zhou da ga zhe yan jiang du dang ba xu ban de wo dang ji ge da ga zhe ye ani ji wang lu meng a ra ba ti da ga zhong le ngas number 3 je ba se lou ma de yin de zhang de zhe le de ne de wo cha de ge duo ti yin zhang de zhe de ne ji cha de ji ti yin zhang ji dang de wo jin na da yong da kho rang le ge de ngen yang ji dang ngas chu chu ji bu le me ji dang yong da kho rang de ne de wo cha de ji mara sun dang de zambale dinde cha de de zambale chama chi gi ain bain do jin dinde kan ta kan na ba sang je bi chi chi gi zlo ro de ine ta ga z mun ta ne gi ka la go ti so bu da se le ka la go re mun ta ne gi so su le ya a ka la go ta ne go mun de bi da a dung ye do se se ai e ta kan da se tu ya gi ta ga z ma zu chi tu ka le ka wo shi bu ji re s Dīn zāng, wūne tāne gī, nāmbā sāngjē vā yīn lāngyī gī, tāmbū, alē nāmbā sāngjē, nāmbā lāngjū bī gō chiāng tū sīlō rā, tāmbū kōrā, nāmbā yīn tā mēn sē, tāmbū, nāmbā lāngjū bī gō chiāng tū sīlō tū sāmbā lē, kāshī nāmbā yīn sē dā, alē chiāng tū gī nā jā dē, yā bū hā mā gō bā jī, an tā khās mīn sī tā sī bā jī, būdā dā mā sāngā, chiāng tū nā jā hā mā gō bā jī, an chiāng tū gī lā jā kāndē yī mā hā mā gō bā jī, chiāng tū gī dāmbā kāndē hā mā gō bā Tendian Rupu Ji Ki Kaan Laya Anchi Susu Ki Chi Ki An Namba Yin Yin Sila De Bai Na Sonu Sosu Tang Bai Na Karla Gota Chi Susu Su Ki Ngoku Tang Sila Gore Karla Gota Yin La Mian La Ndo Chan Do Mundo Maria Di Yin Zang Ani Ngaran Su Ani Sangme Ki Ngume Tang Ki Susu Namba Yin Sa Ki Tang Bu Jin Zin Sa Di Kaan Laya Ya Ya Bu Ji Tatu Ki Sungja De Kar Dao De Kar Tsu Tone Ngume Tang Ki Masu Shiu Ji Ki Tilas Ni Yo Mara तीन से सांझे कली से तामु दुनिया ने सामाजिक निर्जन अन्य कली सांझे मार दो और माजू ने सामाजिक में भाई ना अन्य कले का शोज रहा उधर हूँ
so although to become oneself as a Buddhist it is important for us to know how to take refuge in three jewels and important for us to identify to whom you are taking in refuge, and in other words, to where you take refuge, and what are the objects that you are taking refuge into, object and taking refuge. So this is important. However, in general, at this time, we normally claim ourselves as a Buddhist just by visiting Dharma centers or receiving some refuge vows or receiving oral transmissions or the initiations and empowerment we are seeing those are the one that really makes oneself as a Buddhist practitioner. However, it's not so, because to become oneself as a Buddhist, it is very important for us to know how to take refuge in individuals, who those objects of refuge are, what those object of refuge are, what is the quality of those object of refuge, and furthermore, one need to one need to understand the advices. What is advices of having taken refuge in Chijol? What kind of the advices that we need to follow? What is to be abandoned and what is to be adopted? So it is with this kind of understanding, then one will become a true Buddhist, because taking refuge in Chijol is said to be the entry point or the entrance for becoming oneself by the Buddhist. So without, you know, understanding what is to be abandoned and what is to be achieved, and without knowing the actual advices of the Trekking Refuge individuals, it is inaccurate for oneself to claim oneself as a Buddhist. So therefore, in one way or another, we are kind of, you know, deceiving oneself. And so, having taken refuge in Chijos, we need to know what is to be observed, what is to be abandoned, and what kind of view that one need to uphold by taking refuge in Chijos. So it's really, you know, the processes are very gradual. You know, it's all gradual. So therefore, our main objective of taking refuge in Chijos is in a gradual manner. You know, and if eventually one is actually longing to gain state of enlightenment. The state of enlightenment will not become an instant. It will be achieved in a very gradual manner. So therefore, right from the beginning, we need to set a firm platform upon which one can build those path to state of enlightenment by taking refuge in Chijols.
Okay, ani ta dene na nga zo tabji de ta nang ji nga zo gi cha che du tsambale nga zo gi ta kang da tung sha de ani yi jan de an da kang da nga zo gi da kang da tsu sa ya da sha ba che wo ra an da ga na je gi nga zo gi ji yi jan de la ya. And then you would do you go on the Takanda, Mazu Shaba Shay, Chi, the Takanda Yjala, so was the Chihora. Dinza, Tachidan Yang Aransugi, Lady Laya, and Nyoa Nibi Leda, Nyoa Mangibi Lesson, that doesn't Mamuji to your Dinza. Chidan, you put Debji going Aransugi, Monetanegi, Chi Shaba Chebaina, Kokarina, Kotai Yungichi. Ra?
So then the next, it comes to confessing or practice of confession or the purifications. So purification must be done on the basis of application, in other words, application of four forceful or the four powerful antidotes. Four powerful antidotes on the basis of application of these four powerful antidotes, the one then engages in the practice of reciting tungsha, or the, you know, confession or general confession and the confession based on, you know, reciting the 35 Buddha's name and so forth. And then also the confession practice of reciting 100 syllable mantras of the Vajrasattvas. So if we are able to engage in the practice based on four application of four forceful or the powerful remedies, then one will be able to purify all the negativities, regardless of what kind of negatives it may be. Because when it comes to the negativity or the accumulation of negative karma, and there are of two kinds, the result, its result, there are two kinds of the result of the karma. The result of the karma that is to be, it is certain to be experienced by oneself, and there's another result that is not certain to be experienced by the person. So with the practice of purification on the basis of four application of antidotes, and one will be able to purify all those negativities, whether its result is to be certain or it is sort of uncertain. So therefore, we not only that, but also we have actually, you know, accumulate a lot of negative karmas, negativities, such as, you know, not being able to observe one's the refuge vows, and the vows of bodhisattva vows, and the tantric vows. We are actually, you know, unable to observe all of this. We are actually engaging in our day-to-day actions that are really contradictory or the paradox to our, you know, our vows. So therefore, we have a lot of negativities that we have accumulated. So therefore, if one is able to engage in the practice of purification based on the four application of antidotes, then there's no such negativity that cannot be purified.
Odje da dene ma ngaz tab ji de namba sin ji bi tab ani ni bo kon de ji bi tab ten ji da ni ba le la do bi tab se de ta kan da tab ji de ta kan da tab ji de der da.
So then here when it comes to the four antidotes, the antidotes reliance, antidotes of reliance, and antidotes of regret or the remorse, antidote of actual application of actual antidotes, and then antidotes of not repeating such misdeeds in the future.
Ani ta chima ye namba sinji bi tab sulu du sambale ya ta kanda ngaran su gi ngar chi gi su su gi ani dibal su kar chi che ba yana tela ya chi gi joba chi yadir.
So here, one of the four is the regret and remorse. Great regret and remorse, in other words. Whatever the negative deed that one may have committed in the past, that by remembering that and then try to, you know, deliberately to have a great regret and remorse within oneself is said to be one of the four antidotes.
Tīngsā nāmbā sāngjī bī tāp sēdē tātā dī ngūne tāne kī ngātū sāngmālē mēd mūrōng jirī kārī sāna ngārāngsō kī kārī sāna jī kī sōsū kī chē shēdē chī nī kālā kū sōsū kī chīyān tāng sōsū kī kāndar chī kī tā kāndar sōsū kī chīyān chādē ngātū sāngmā kī mūr sēdē kālā kāpū shīw jirī tā ngārāngsō yīyān kī chīyān mā tō rāng kī chīyān tō tōng yādē kālā kāpū shīw jirī tā tīngsā ngārāngsō ngūne tāne kī jī kī chūpa nāmbā tāpā jī tā chī ngūne tāne kī serious, 시우지 쟁에 임바이나 랑이 쥐어도 통지, 랑이 쥐어 통지, 랑이 쥐어 가르여바데, 들어야 쥐어 말 가르치셔여바 되지, 들어야 아니 쥐어바 채우리스, 들어야 쥐어바 같이 채바이나 같이 쥐 쥐어바 채바이나, 뒤지지 랑쟁이 꼴에야 아니 쥐어도 요상 채투야다, 쥐어도 무용하게 채바요리스, 쥐어도 다가지 배지, 쥐어도 남이 진짜 채바이나 아니 나도 ko namba ina kari imba ina ya taga zi ngazu yajian dhuwa yomar ta kadi ina jiba jijang dhu njoba meba ina sosu chiye chiye ki notu chiye chiye dhu njoba meba ina kadi ina jiba jijang dhe dhigri ma dhu dhela ya chiyo kazi miyo kazi jiang ba ina yajian dhuwa kala kawa shuji dhe.
So here this the force of the regret, which is also known as the force of repentance. Having regret and remorse with respect to one's own negative deeds is very, very essential. Because if we are not really regretting and having no remorse whatsoever the negative deed that one may have committed in the past, then it is hardly ever we'll be able to purify one's negative deeds. Regardless of what kind of negative deeds that one may have committed, one need to have great regrets and remorse. With this, you'll be able to purify. Otherwise, whatever the negative deeds that one may have committed in the past, if you deliberately hide those negative deeds that you have done, instead of confessing, instead of engaging in the practice of purification to prevent the result of those negative deeds, negative karma, then it is hardly ever that you'll be able to overcome one's karmic result, the negative deeds that one have committed in the past. So this will also not become oneself as the genuine practitioners. If one is a genuine Dharma practitioner, one will deliberately recall whatever the negative deeds that one have done in the past. By recalling and reflecting one's mind upon those negative deeds that one have done in the past, then you try to regret, have a great regret and remorse. Will really, it's a very, very important.
Oh, Duje, that the name of the man is number 30 with top slow to Zamala and Azun Juba Chedra. See, these are the number 30 with top delay, and then Azugi Juba Chebalea. Ani tambo ngaran so ki diba mugya kar cheba ina diba mugya yusa dala ngaso tambo taba che gores nge diba kande kande che idu nge jela enna ba kar kar che idu dala yusa ki khundo bude tambo taba che ya ngaso ki tambo ani kala gore number sinje bi tab ye kanda nye buten bala ya tambo diba yusa ki khundo nge diba kande kande che idu dala taba che diba yusa ki khundo bude nge So, Narang Chun reader, Yang Chun reader, Yabu, Jitle, Tabaji, Rang Chun Jebaina, Rang Chun in but Hakobaina, Tinina, and also Diwalama, and Damsin Silajera, and Damsinji. Takanda Diva Yunsa, Kundo Delea, and Tele Tabachi, yes, Tambuchi Dirza, number Sinji with Dub. That the Nina Somo Cardan led the Tambalea, number Sinji with Dubs, D. Cablea, Tanguna Tanegi Chigi. Marale Diba Mambu Jitusin Diba Mambu Jesadja, yet Diba the Masha Baina, Aninga, Tanguna Tanegi, Diba Sama Masha Aninga, Chin Rosari, Tinza, Anichi Kunju Sulaya, Sondon, Aning Diba the Shagi, and a Kunju Lea Sondoba. Anitaha Majigi Chigi, Tatamu the Jisan as Animala.
So here, the practice of repentance is a force by the application of antidotes, what is known as the force of repentance, which is mere, literally having a great regret and remorse with respect to one's own negative deeds. So here then, in order to have a genuine regret and remorse, understand the source of this negative actions. What really provoked those negative deeds? What are the causes and conditions that lies behind those negative deeds? And analyzing that the actual source, analyzing the root cause of those negative deeds is very, very important. And by analyzing one's own negative deeds, is this negative deeds is really done due to one's own faults or by it is done by someone else? So if you really see that it's done by one's own self, it is something that is one's own fault. The faulty action is taken by oneself. If you really recognize that, then this will lead oneself to have not engaging in such misdeed in the future. You will be able to purge that you will not engage in such misdeed in the future. So then, with this kind of practice, then this will take further practice of confession, practice of purifications. So since I have all this, since I've accumulated such a negative deeds in the past, without engaging in purification practice, if I were to die, so this will be a great tragedy for me. So therefore, in order to sustain and prolong my lifespan, I must take refuge in two jewels. That's all.
아니 다가 나지기 아니 수수 되니기 다 간다 디바 마부지 마스도 지고라 지 신래 오니 탄니기 지 개제 시수노 마야다 지 룽아 이스무다 간다 남주기 돈에 마스 디바 마부지 되니기 디바 마부지라 어 든데기 지기 수수기 되니기 디바 마부지고 어 두수기 되니기 디바 아니 제주 두솔아야 손노다 아니 지기 오니 탄니기야 지 디비긴 데브 디비긴 데블에 다 디비긴 데블에 지기 녀와다 녀송다 든데라 지에게 든르바 디인선 아니 디비긴 데브 어 두슬어 손 담바이나 아니 드니는 가서기 나바선 집이 답 세디 아니 디즈 칸다 슈체무로 차금은 데베스
So here we accumulate negative karma. We engage in negative deeds with no meaning in at all. With no purpose, we really engage in the negative deeds through body, speech, and mind. And so once you have accumulated negative deeds, it is a cause. Since that is a cause, it has the potential to give rise to its fruition, not its result. So the negative deed, the result of negative deeds, will be in the suffering, either taking rebirth in the hell realms and undergoing the suffering of hell, or under taking rebirth in the lower realms and undergoing suffering of lower realms and so forth. So, so now here, by not only just you are engaging in certain confession practice, but rather if you really think about the result that is to be experienced by oneself in the future, once you have actually committed such a misdeeds in the past, then you will have a stronger motivations to really engage in the practice of purifications.
That did you know, learn answer? So, any the number sunjim with the number sanjeev dab is clear, yeah? Number sanjeev dab. Yeah, which has this?
So now, the force of repentance, practice of force of repentance, which is to have a great regrets and remorse with respect to one's own negative deeds in the past, or negative deeds?
Yeah, this is clear, yeah? That, any number sanjeev, teen jitab say de, teen jitab say ladu zambalaya ta kandang hazu chyamru da, any same chini jago ra? And daga naje ki chinang ki chomdo do sinchi ni jaad kaslo do sambale ngara zo gi chi gi diba chiye de ma simchi da ya ani so su gi chiyu ani chi gi gendan da da dusula chi kupat da wala so ba dire ji mamul de ni chego ra ti za chi gi chiyu gendan lo so ba la ya chi gi sanje kon chi chu kon chu gendan kon chu dusula de ni chi bi diba dusu chi nga zo gi ani chi gi chob sun la ya ani chob chi ni ga da nga zo diba sha go ya da 아니 지금 말씀진 라틴의 수수기 디바체야드죠 지금 니지 전부터 장주 생활로서 뭐 검네 안드네기 디바샤야 되면서 아니 땡지 답세 다 간다 어디 차고레스 땡스
So then the next the application of antidote it is the force of reliance here it is kind of a force of reliance or you're relying upon something right so for here What is meant by the force of practice or the force of reliance is is literally to take refuge in three jewels and practice of generating bodhicitta. Because here now, most of our negative deeds that we accumulate, either relating to three jewels or relating to the sentient beings. Those are the two things that we really engage in negative deeds by reliance upon those two. So therefore, by taking refuge in three jewels, we'll actually purify the negative deeds of negative deeds that we have committed by criticizing and saying something bad thing about three jewels, particularly of the sangha jewels and so forth. So we accumulate those negative karma can be purified. Accumulation of negative karma can be purified by taking refuge in three jewels. And then the next negative deeds that we have committed relating to sentient beings can be purified by engaging in the practice of or generation of the practice of compassion and bodhicitta.
Oh, the jani nyebu gundu jibi tabs lodu samale ta kanda ngara sogi ji ja sa da da tung ja sa da nga la so du sa de da kanda nyebu gundu jibi tab ani nyeba le la do bi tabs lodu samale ani ji nga male ju sin shimale ani nge de che me se da kanda dom sen che de da kanda ta ngoma che sa ba de che sa ba re ani shin ji ne nge de che me se de o de da kanda.
So now we have covered so far the force of repentance or the force of practice of regret and remorse, and then force of reliance, and then the next is the force of overcoming misty through antidotes, the nyambu kundu chibito, which overcoming misty through antidotes is actual practice of Vajrasattva and reciting mantras and so forth. And then that the fourth one so the fourth one is the force of not repeating the misdeeds. You're pledging that you will not repeat such a misdeed in the future.
Oh, did you? That number seven, you don't know. Let that kind of then the new number verse 27. The kind of debasha you lay a chamber so was a little somebody. Then I took in Namju Ejala so what doesn't then be cobbler. The current chiba in the choron easy. That kind of coral bed with chum do jed. Machina choron in Masuna choron easy. Did that? Then I lay a wounded tonic chip chips and those on thousand old choron madamundu.
So here, if you look at the verse 27 that you will see here, when you are actually engaging in the practice of confessions or the purifications, such as one is engaging in the practice of reciting the 100-syllable mantras, Vajrasattva mantras, and you are actually completely, surrendering yourself to the Vajrasattva. And I have no other, hope than yourself to entrust my spiritual quest. And I will surrender, completely to you from now on. And with this kind of, strong intention and motivations, one engages in the practice of reciting mantras and so forth.
Okay, now I'm going to read. Okay. No, I'm going to start to read until finish, okay? You guys relax now. No pressure. Okay, so, Tadne number 27, verse 27, Chona kona jubaye dosan jeda chanchu sin, tuji chimbo nga nala, temuja de sawa nesin. Verse 27, nima la lo na yasare.
Chonam kondo erum chikwale te angi.
Chona kona jubaye.
So verse 27, with folded hands, I beseech and fully awakened ones, present in all directions, and a greatly compassionate bodhisattvas.
Oh, the tanda do don't know the cousin, da, and the shuju gonna jibi, and the sanje do sambalaya, tuji chimbu jula dengi, and the sanje chanju samba do sambalaya, tanga munitanigi, and in homa diva dendeshaja, dinza, and it does munitanigi. Diva Taya, the Karim by in a summer, and Chonos Chenas, Chonos Chenruchi, Chonos Machimba Miss, the Lerda.
So, what this verse 27 actually, emphasize here, it emphasizes here to really surrender yourself to all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, the awakened ones. And in all directions, that whatever that negative deeds that I have done in the past, I'm confessing all those negative deeds in the presence of all of you, and may all your compassionate mind be, look upon us, me, and so forth.
Oh, did you? 28 and 29. Toma medin kuwane, tsirem doan jindadu, dagi masi dijibon, jide sewa nidane, dimu tube dano de, jisi iran kanjibon, numbatini tunjine, sambatabi ngola shahas.
First candidate barmuchida?
Nishizagi dan tsagu.
Nishizagi dan tsagu,
arimuchida. Lasso.
Lasso. So then, let's read the verse 28 and 29. Whatever sin I abhorred, have committed, or caused others to commit in the life, others throughout the beginningless cycle of existence, and anything which I have deludedly rejoiced, and thereby harming myself, that transgression, I confess and overcome by remorse.
Oh, did you? That did not the castle of the Sambalaya, Chigi, Suzuki, Chia, Toman, Toman, Mibane, Chigi, Diva Mambuji Sayori, Anichi Ganda, Serum Do, Seru Jen, Suzuki, Da, Ganda, Ani, New Movie, Mishibi, Wangi, Ani, Diva Mambuji, Odusin, Sadiori, Tinza, Suzuki, Chigi, Diva Sabatea, Ani Rangi, Diva Chibada, Zienla, Chigi, Diva. Chichu wala soba, this chini mambu jore, this diba sama chihaya diya, chiki susu ki nyingi ki nami ki lechi, nami ki debu, ane susu ki mashibi wangi, ta kanda diba dine mambu jisa aja, o diba dusu saba dusu sama laya, ane chiki njusim chihaya. Ra, nye diba dine sa aja, di inza, ane chiki diba dusu sama ta, nye ane mune chiki kunju, ani chonan sun thon nge du sia gi dan nge ngone tan gi diba gi chi diba so su kar che ba denge ha ko sun tari ne sun denge diba de sia gi se de kan da tan da no tan de re da.
So then there's two verse emphasize how one actually confesses one's practice, how one's negative deeds by saying that the negative deeds that I have committed for many lifetimes, many lifetimes, due to the ignorance, without knowing, I have engaged in numerous negative deeds, negative actions that enables me to accumulate negative karmas. Or the negative deeds I may have done by myself, or I have caused someone to engage in such a negative deeds and so forth. May all those negative deeds are confessed with great regrets and remorse. And from now on, by knowing that what kind of result that I may experience by means of engaging in such a negative deeds, by understanding that, I pledge myself to not to engage in such a misdeeds in the future.
Or did you that then shuluga sumju bade dag kunju sundane pa lama jindala nimo go ne lunga de yiji nuji khala bas ti za chi gi ngaro su kunju sunda da pa ma la so ba dende le ya chi gi ta kanda chi gi kunju sun le ku ba da ba da ta chi pa ma la so ba dende gi ma ku ba da lunga yi su mi da kanda ni ba ma mu ji sa de ro o tu tu sa ma ani chi gi kala u re dende sa che gi o di ba tu sa ma ani ye gi da kanda sha gi yin se da kanda ta da de shi. Okay.
So then, here, the verse 30, whatever offense I have committed out of disrespect with my body, speech, and mind, against the three jewels, against mothers and father, and against spiritual mothers, spiritual mentors and others. So here, you are again, this verse speaks about the confessing all the negative deeds that one have committed by through one's body, speech, and mind against the three jewels, and then also committed negative deeds in relation to one's father and mother, and whatever the negative deeds that one have committed. Through body, speech, and mind, with regard to those objects, may I confess, and so on.
You have a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
In order to feel regret and remorse for something that we have done to ourselves or to others, we have to identify.
That's true.
Things that we are doing wrong, but
we don't know. Mostly, we don't know that we are making a mistake.
Yeah,
that we are making something wrong to others or to ourselves. So, how do we identify those?
Yeah, because if we really think about ourselves, if we analyze ourselves. Ourselves action, then we know that how you make mistake. Usually because we don't analyze ourselves, because that's what we mention. We always look other people and we don't look ourselves. Analyze. We don't analyze our behavior. We don't analyze our action. Yeah. So even we sometimes angry, when we angry, we blame to everything, all other people. Yeah. Even like when you're angry like me, then your mind will agitate, and then people who are around you are like kind of unhappy, not like you. Yeah? Always because you see like agitate with your agitated mind. Yeah, because everything is your problem, because sometimes even you're angry with someone, then you will be not happy with other people. Yeah? It doesn't problem with other people. It's a problem with your mind, yourself. Yeah, so that's why sometimes like when you're angry, then go back, think about yourself. How did I angry? Why I angry? is my fault or his fault? You have to check. If your fault, then you may come in me. Oh, really? It's really not good. Angry with each other is not good. It's really, I don't want to be angry. Make commitment to yourself. Oh, tomorrow I'm not going to angry. Maybe, okay. Tomorrow I'm not going to argue with him or her. Then next time is really help you to stop your angry. Yeah.
Yeah, but with anger, it's easy to see it because it feels bad when that happens. And but let's say with something simpler, like judgment. When you judge somebody, you will probably hurt its reputation, right? But I didn't know that until I started studying Buddhism.
What?
Studying Buddhism. Buddhism.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't know that judgment can hurt a lot. But I know that now, but I didn't know that. So how can we identify those things that we're doing wrong? But with anger, it's like easy, but
yeah, actually, those everything, like, because that what we say, like, mindfulness. Mindfulness is very important. We are talking always mindfulness. Whatever you do, focus yourself. Whatever you do, analyze yourself. That's why even we like, because His Holiness Dalai Lama said, yeah, when you wake up early in the morning and when you go back sleep, then think yourself, what did you do today? What kind of good things you did and what kind of bad things you did? Yeah? Since morning, what did I do? What kind of, since morning to until night, what kind of meaningful things I did? What kind of unmeaningful, yeah? Things I did. This is kind of how you practice to improve your actions, your behavior, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, good. So, I think so here now, I'm going to read, okay? Everybody looks a little tired.
It's all talking about confession of actual antidotes, African actual antidotes, so I'll be reading through it.
Yeah, so main point, you have to know four opening power. What are the four opening power? These four you have to know. Four opening power, because in this chapter you have to know these seven limbs and four opening power. My teaching is always you have to know. No, I'm sorry about that. Because lots of pressure, you know. You have to know seven limbs and four opponents. Four opponents. Yeah? Four opponents. Four opponents power. Four opponent powers, okay? So, yeah, this one is from here, chapter from 30 to until 45, all about first opponent power. Yeah? Okay, so maybe I'm going to read and then you can read in book, maybe better. Dagi kunju sumdani pang lama jindala, nyumu goni lunga da yiji nyuji kang laba. Sumchi tu lo da zonyi mala?
Sumchi lo zonyi mochi.
La zon, da dhani ba sumchi.
Parati ne te, connection test me hap chas, maru mochi.
La zon, ta nga dhani sumchi sochi lo ge nyi mala?
La zon mochi.
Nyeba teme chun jabi di jen dagi di ba ga, shen de mizi ji ba de tam chin jenba nam la xia. Da lo xia na asar nyi mala?
La zon mochi.
Dan,
Dani
Diva Machawa, Modun Gumban Jidaji, Chidan de Lengedawa, New Suji Chebdoso, Idemuru Chidan, Chedan Machi Mudebe, Nada Munakunji, Lobutsela Yimi, Densin, Daganda, Danda Dodon Dodi, and also Diva Shagori, Maranzo Chuala, Ide Yomari, Tarishagi, Sanishagi, the Chebaina, Maranzo Yuoma Dinza, Maranzo Nanchil and Yiba Mebainza, and Diva Karcheba in a Katukadu, 안드 진 소소기 쇼케 야란드 지게 아니 지 오늘 전에 당선 제다 군다만이도 지금 유선으로 오지는 듯이 디바샤데 간다 든데 돈에 아니 카리카도도 샤샤바이나 아니 야보요레스 마도 말아서 남치생 예바요 마라 남치를 예바메 바인자 어든데 레스 다 간다도도 된자라
데 솔소진 소순 바들 자로나
잠바 라소니 말아
소름시 자로나레 와데
라소니 말아
소순 이 로그나데
로자는 디자로 온디스
So let's read through the verses here, starting from the verse 31. Rinpoche already read the three verses, 31, 32, 33, so let's follow that. And whatever terrible vices I, a sinner, defiled with many faults, have done, O guides, I confess them all. How shall I escape it? Rescue me quickly, may that not soon creep upon me before my vices have vanished. That does not differentiate between the between tasks done and undone. This chatter is not to be trusted by the healthy or the ill, for it is like an unexpected great thunderbolt. So what these verses are actually suggesting here is the importance of confessing or purifying one's negative deeds. As soon as one come to acknowledge that you are actually engaged in such a negative deeds, because the life is uncertain, we do not know when the death will come, when the death will arise. So therefore, by reflecting one's mind upon the uncertainty of one's own death, its occurrence of death, one must, you know, confess or purify whatever the negative deeds one have committed as soon as possible, as soon as one remembers those negative deeds.
Sumju soji bade, tamji bode chagoba, dagi deda, mashiben, zada munza, tenji, dibanaba, naso chies, takanda chigi sozugi nye da nyeri gitandale, takanda naso diba mamu chigra, tachi sozule, chala, goya, tachi, juno gitandagi, la yajin, la yachi, kazi, jaya, la soba, da mamu chigi dusene, chigi trobu ina yachi, trobu gitandale, chigi, naso jabju chayada, that the next one, diba mamu chigra.
So then the verse 4th, sorry, the 34th, 34 here we read, I have committed various vices for the sake of friends and enemies. This I have not recognized. Leaving everyone behind, I must pass away. So we engage in negative deeds. We committed all sort of negative deeds for the sake of one's friend or one's relatives and so forth, you know, desiring towards, you know, accumulation of one's wealth and so forth. So we have done all of those negative deeds. We have committed all those negative deeds. But if we were to reflect very carefully, and those are all meaningless. We are not, you know, it is, you should not be actually engaging in such a deeds. It has no meaning in it. So therefore, because if we pass away, when the death arises, then we should leave everything behind. There's nothing that we could take with us.
Munzam naja minjishin, zawan naja meban ju, daja meban juade, tejin taji meban jurus. 아니 물론 냥스 뇽아지 오보 강다 강제 봐 대대 팀비 유든지 대바 탄지 토민 지르세 다 간다 알아서 디바 몸사 대대 치기 간다 치기 수수기 아 아 차당이 왕기다 간다 디바 몸부지 사제기 디위기 또 왕기다 간다 디바 몸부지 사제기 대화 텐드 니에기 텐드 디바 몸부지 사게다 간다 사제기 대화 세데 나나 좀물론 짓담 바이나 이래 쇼기 예세디 물론 두고 Tembazamado co tendu yudmado co tagas yomares. Tinza sajeki dawasing the co negozamado co tendung arasleji unitanegi jibuda gabuchuan zanin yomares. Saje dawasedi digwangi kanda, michi bajimado co chibuchuanji zanin yomar da kanda co tendu yud yobazamado tagasuki co chibuchuan yomara tinza penarasuki chokushuji dobi kabla kalando which sabaina. Kalan do Sabayana Kanama Sadu Tamong Aranzi Ronu Shimudu Yorde in a Trugun Aluman Rosaduko Kalan Damena Karzaba in the Naluman Dona Kochiba Jerizado Tinsanko Sajaki Dawasinko Yuzam Timbigi the Yuba San Ramado Tela Dene Tatu Yunetanigi Debu Abu Yuajidan Tinsan Yoma Tinsan as a Saja Diwangi Takanda Diva Momji Dusadi Uris Maras Diva Sade Monsi Saja Diwang Sawar Takanda Saja Dewatan the Nyeritan Diva Sawaris
So, here are the verse 35 and 36. My enemies will not remain, nor will my friends remain. I shall not remain. Nothing will remain. Whatever is experienced will fade to a memory, like an experience in a dream. Everything that has passed will not be seen again. So here, these two verses are, elucidating that whatever the negative deeds that one may have committed, it is due to the, attachment and aversion. It is because of this attachment and aversion where forced to engage in negative deeds. And our way of engaging in such negative deeds, forced by attachment and aversion, is mere desiring towards achievement of contaminated happiness, in others, contaminated happiness. And so all this happiness, regardless of how you consider that your experience may be, the joyful experience or the happiness may be. So long as this is a contaminated happiness, it is just like a experience that you have in your dream. It doesn't last long. It is just for a temporary satisfactions. And whatever the experience, the happiness that you have experienced, it just remained as the object of your memory. Nothing else. Just like when you are hungry, you started eating, and when you're actually eating, when the food is on your tongue and you're tasting that, tasting it, and you actually really test the, flavors and, deliciousness of the particular food when you're actually testing it. But when it's really passed through your throat and go to your stomach and there's nothing, it is like memory. So similarly, whatever the negative deed that, whatever the happiness that you have experienced, so long as it is a contaminated happiness, it is mere, mere object of one's memory. And so everything that we engage in this negative deeds, our way of engaging in such a negative deeds is really mere, desiring towards achievement of contaminated happiness.
Regis and the Nilan Zadam Zatamade, Tedatan, the Chevy, Mizikan, Donani, teta dhani lobyo che dhani doba maji we timu chadan shedangi diba nabat maji nyetse deba yomye ba tsendu dada kunju ji neba kune yomye na dada chiwa chi minjiris dhani menan dujen du nyeshe kunju tako jan soje bayi cawada dhani chibu nyuan ji shenji ponye senpa la nyeji chiben sheji pen teze sunam chijio na tena daki maten tohos
So now let's read through, let's read this, read through this verses again, starting from 37 all the way to 41. Even in this life, as I have stood by, many friends and enemies have passed away, but terrible sin induced by them remains ahead of me. Thus, I have not considered that I'm impermanent due to delusion, attachment, and hatred. I have seen this many ways. Day and night, a life spent unceasingly diminishes, and there is no adding on to it. Shall I not die then? Although lying here on the bed and relying on a relative, I alone have to bear the feelings of the being cut off from the vitalities. For a person sees by the messengers of death. What good is a friend? At that time, merit alone is a protection, and I have not applied myself to it.
Oh, DJ, that is so much. Now, you suppose that Diba laya, that only time that Chen dala Diba masha bhai na, ani Dibi Dibu dala kande yunguri is that. That is also the same.
So here, what it's mainly saying here is, the point is that if you are unable to engage in the purification practice of one's own negative deeds, then those are the result that one will be experience. So
this is what you should think when regarding this verse 40. It is, so long as we have committed negative deeds, and you are the one who will experience the negative deeds, it says, you may see that your friends around, your relatives around, your teachers and so forth, who are in your surroundings, but they will not actually, be able to lessen your, the result of your negative deeds. You yourself is the one who is fully responsible for experiencing one's own negative deeds. Result of one's own negative deeds, sorry.
Oh, did you? jiji shengi bade, ngombo pame dage ne jiban dhanda maase ne mida tsendi che dadu diba mabu nyawadu. Jo yala chebisa terin tebon teje de kagam za nge lazo ngale jindu jinana shenji ponin jidi da shatsu jenji zunji jan jichen neji teje ba redu nyada mechi goze da kanda digi dhanda dodo nda wadi jiki namche ngana sula ya jiki mune dhande kumanda wu chaban da wadine kamba nala wunji ko tudan dungki no ko nala wunba ina ngana sun jina shuchi gdo ディバマムジサジディビレギナメディブワギニョロソバデネチェバイナタンゴネタネギチギチャササジメロソバデネサヤダトゥヤラソバソモムジヨラアニガソンジナテレチャムドゥベスティンザテネギモネタネギニウギドゥゲロソデネトマイナアニジニガラソギオダディバドマシャバイナトムドゥソンサゲオデネジギガラソレレゴレスティンザアニ
ニューギナロレダ、タカンダジナダドスカジヨバデダ、サメハゴラダカンダ。シュシンイルバルムチェ。ラソニマラ。The verse 42、シュシンイルシュソンジャイム。シュニロザインザラ。シュソンラゾン。ラソニマラ。
So then the 43 verse 43 is one completely languishes while being led today to have the limbs of one's body impeded and amputated. Then pressure with the thirst and with pitiful eyes, one sees the world differently. So what it really says here is now when someone is, when some, you know, robberies are trying to, you know, come and rob oneself into, in, you know, broke into one's house, and what kind of, you know, terrifying experience that one may have. But this is not really, again, here intense in comparison to the suffering of the fear of one's own, you know, the result of negative deeds. Because once you have engaged in negative deeds, committed negative deeds, and its result is to taking rebirth in the hell realms. So in the hell realms, don't we think it is more intense, fearful, than the fearful of ordinary fears, such as, you know, the fear of robbers and so forth. So it is unspeakable, you know, incomprehensible, you know, sort of, you know, fear or the suffering that we may undergo by experiencing the result of one's own negative deeds in the hell realm. Sorry.
What did you do? Didn't you know? 이 시간에 쓰신 지진들에다 레바 잡아 진지지 디자템이 미리는 쇼지 잡아 쳐와지 쇼지 점이 통내는 텐데 건데 이문 내데 쪼유 마이나 디제다기 치다샤 디자 다 간다 알아서 디발에 잡디 다다 소수래 쪼유기 디발에 쪼유다 아니 디발에 쪼야기 소수래야 다 간다 뉴바다 삼아 소수 유비 걸래 소수 제고레스 다 오늘 다니게 드네기 쪼유 미비이다 간다 내 드네지 룸바이나 디고 제도세 개요 말아봐
So, how much more is one overpowered by the horrifying appearance of the messengers of the dead, as one is consumed by the fever of the terror and smeared with the mass of excrement. With distressed glance, I seek protection in the four directions, which good person will be my protection from this great fears. So here, what it really says here is now, when you have a potential, when you have a power, when you are capable of engaging and protecting oneself of those
you know, sufferings. One should take advantage of doing that. Because if you lose all those potential, and if you actually lack all this capability of protecting yourself from, you know, undergoing those sufferings, and there's no means, there's no means for one to actually protect oneself from the sufferings. So therefore, one must not really, waste the capability of what the capability that you have.
I think so. Some question? Maybe no question. Today we're going to start a little early. I think so, yeah, everybody. Yeah, so. Yeah, actually today we read very fast. And the main point I really have to hear, you know, like object of three jewels. Yeah, object of three jewels and seven limbs and four opponent power, yeah? Yeah, this is the main point here, teaching, so. Yeah, because that's why sometimes I feel lots of some other people, they say, I'm Buddhist, but they're not clear about three jewels, refuge, object of refuge, how to take refuge, refuge vow. Okay, they say, okay, I practice bodhicitta. Don't know bodhicitta vow. How many vow? Bodhicitta vow. Okay, I got initiation. What's tantra vow? How many tantra vow? How to protect? Yeah? But I really just, it's my suggestion. I don't mean, all of you don't know. I don't mean, but yeah, it's really because, as I mentioned, the entry door of Buddhism is refuge. Go to refuge. Yeah, entry door of go to refuge, yeah? Entry door of Buddhism is go to refuge. So, yeah, refuge, yeah. Then, what is refuge vow? What is refuge advice? It doesn't mean I become Buddhist, I got refuge. I got refuge from Kenzo Rinpoche. I got refuge from Rinpoche. You already become Buddhism? No, you have to refuge. You have to really kind of scare to rebirth in hell realm. Strong scare to rebirth in hell. Then really interest to the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha to have power to protect from us to in the lower realm, yeah? Then how they protect from us to from the lower realm? Yeah? Yeah, that's why we have to know all refugees, object of refugees, qualities. If once you don't know those all, I'm Buddhist, go temple, here, there is waste your time, it's waste your, really, that's is, sometimes I feel like it's really kind of, it's very strange, you know? So, yeah, just be careful, yeah. Just make sure, yeah, those, well. Yeah, because sometimes I'm really, sometimes like give like people pressure, you know. When they give you nice advice, so when I was young, when my mom always give me advice, you do these nice things, I don't like it too much. Yeah, that's why we Tibetan say this, one proverb, yeah. Medicine is not delicious, but medicine cure your illness. It's really sincere, good advice is not interesting. It's not interesting if you like pressure. But if you really practice, it's really, because yeah, that's why today I a little bit do like American style, because like read very fast and like we go like this. Just like we say deer eat grass, yeah? Eat here. Like this, yeah? Yeah, that's... Yeah, this is my suggestion, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
When we're talking about the regret, the wrong thing we did before, we assume that we know that we realize that the mistake, right, or some bad thing we hurt people, for example, and then we're not supposed to do. But in some cases, we don't know we did something wrong. You know, we don't know we hurt other people. Because we don't feel that way, but sometimes we say something, people get hurt, but we didn't realize. So when we regret that the wrongdoing we did before, that's how that thing covered by the regression.
Yeah, same covered. The Carlos Lodz Zambale, Shunju Sinal, Dag Nombachi was Lodz Zambale, Sosugi Mishibi Wangi Diba Mombuji to Sadi or this. In the instant, Mishibi Wangi Diba Sayadan, Shijin Dani Sosugi Diba Telaya. Anichigi Masha Balaso Diba Mambuji Yoris in the Tsama Anichigi Yetarinis and Zun the Shagi in say the Dai was signal the Lazon. Tsama Duoris on.
It's all talks about all this you're confessing in a practice, confessing all those negativities. Either that you have committed those negative deeds, by force of ignorance. Without knowing, in other words, and or you knowingly or deliberately you have engaged in those negative deeds, and all of those negatives are, you know, need to be confessed or need to be purified.
Yeah.
But that's a regret. How can that kind of regret prevent us from doing something again? You know, if we don't realize we did something wrong in the future, how can I prevent that from
happening? That's a good question.
We actually engage in negative deeds without knowing, in other words, out of ignorance. But what is important here is now, we should always remain vigilant about our own mind, vigilant about our own, you know, actions of the body, speech, and mind, and be mindful of what you are doing.
Tam Tacanda Benangarasu, the Chajara, Dibig Nami in Debu, Takanda Susula Mambu Yumbache, Yumba Yunga Chaja. That Dibig Nami in Debu, the Nuada Samangasu Mishibi Wangi Takanda Mambu Yungora. That Dinsa, or the Mishibi Wangi 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 kama sanyi, ta nga kala tiki, ta kanda sedu, ta nga zu sadu kala nga zu hako ya maru, ta kanda, ta nga zu nadu ma ta hako maru, oh, ta di kala, kasan kala sanyi, tiki chienpi nga ten yinzari, ten yinzari, ta nga sanyi na dine chegi mes, sakanti ndog mes lejo ra, ten yinzari nga razu divi ki namin debut, ta kanda pena tarin doji, chigi susu ki, be, divi ki namin debut wangi, ta nawa cawa shivu chungo yuwe na, oh, ta nga ma leng yinba dine, chigi ta kanda, nga diba dine ji, leng yinbi ki debut, tarin gen diba dine nyongo yuzari, ten yinzari, ta shenshi nengen yabu chegi yinna sansan chigi, ta kanda sen le dine son tango yuzari.
So now here's one thing that we need to know is that we experience the ripening result of one's own negative deeds. And we undergo all those experiences, we undergo sufferings, all kind of experience. However, all those experiences are actual result of one's ripening result of one's own negative deeds. And, but then we do not know how and when we actually committed those negative deeds. Irrespective of whether you remember or not,
you are actually experiencing this, the result. You are the one who is actually, you know, experiencing the result of your negative deeds. For instance, if we go to a restaurant and we eat all kinds of food, and you did not know that at the time that you're actually eating that, you're actually eating that food at a particular restaurant, whether those foods are good or bad or just old or fresh. But having eaten that food and you come back to your home, and after a while you start getting sick, then you know that something is wrong with that food. And then you will commit yourself that you will never go to that particular restaurant in the future again, right? Similarly, although you may not notice that what kind of negative deed that you have committed in the past, but you know what kind of experience that we are having right now, such as illness and all kind of tragedies and calamities that we experience, are the result of one's own negative deeds in the past. So when you go through this kind of experiences, then you think about, this is the result that I'm experiencing because I may have committed such a negative deeds in the past. I may have accumulated the cause to experience this kind of result at this point. So you should this is how you should think about.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that means that you have to feel regret and remorse for those mistakes or harm that you have done to others and to yourself, even if you don't know, even for those that you're gonna commit. And you don't know you committed. Is that what I understand?
Yeah.
That you have to feel remorse for those that I know, and also for those that I haven't realized. Is that correct?
What?
Is that correct that I have to feel remorse for those that I know that I committed, and for those mistakes that I don't have idea that I commit.
That's how
it works.
那你先说啊，过一段的地方你先说什么去？他刚才第八，刚才苏苏给他刚才哭出来呀，苏苏给第八接完的还骂过吧当。啊，过完你家里啊，他想不起来的，第二我是的，过了过了，你的孤独是的。
That's right.
That leads me to other thing that will be very hard. You're gonna be very hard on you, because if you wanna purify those mistakes that you have done to others and to yourself, that's kind of hard. And also you have to feel remorse for those you don't know. That's very hard, to be very hard on you.
Yeah, that's why, because actually those all is very difficult to a ordinary person like us. That's why we have to practice. We have to be patient. We have to practice compassion. Yeah, that's why even it's really hard to, when you do compassion, you know, it's in, within your meditation on compassion, include all your enemies, all your friends, but it's really hard. But we have to get on that stage. We try to get on that stage, but still we are not that stage, because it's really hard for all of us. Even like me, even like monks, it's really difficult to person who always what we say, hurt you and try to hurt you and try to against you. It's really difficult to be patient sometimes. How to be patient. Yeah, that's true, really hard. Yeah,
and I have to be very compassionate to myself, because I'm very, ignorant.
Yeah, but remorse, yeah, really important, but sometimes we don't think about the consequence of negative actions. Yeah, because we don't think about reason of angry, jealous, but reason of angry or jealous, pride, all are kind of negative, make you unhappy. Because we came in this life to what purpose of your life to be here? That's you think about that. Yeah? Purpose of life is like at least we want to be happy. Yeah? We try to even you try to make money and build house or whatever, you try to be happy, yeah? You want to be happy. Yeah? If you want to be happy, you think about that, then all your anger, pride, jealous, all those results make you unhappy. Then you try to be happy and then your action all are opposite. Yeah?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question. So about the happy, when we practice our Buddha Sangha, so we
okay. About the happy, if we happy, then we can see other people happy. If we feel sad, we see other people sad.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But when we practice, when we practice, the method, I thought, we analyze ourselves every day. If of course we will find our fault, then we will commit. But at the same time, because we want our happy and when we want to see other people happy, and at the same time we can analyze, find out something other for. But how can we help the other to be happy? If we analyze ourselves, the fault, we can commit, but at the same time we can see the people around, or your relative, your close friend, or what, and therefore they don't know. Then how can we help them? We feel sad because we cannot help them when we practice. How?
Yeah, there are many ways. Yeah, there are many ways to help. You know, like us. That means we really kind of many ways to help, even money or whatever. But like us, we like don't have money to help. That's why you open your mind. We practice compassion. Yeah. Open your mind and try to nice, like, even you just show real smile to them and really respect to them. When you see people and respect to them, this is kind of way to make people happy, real respect, not superficial. Nice to talk and then respect and smile. Try to be happy in front of those people. Then they think, oh, why are you always happy? Why are you always with smile or something, yeah? That's why His Holiness always say, when you're upset, when you're unhappy, think about my smile. His Holiness said, yeah? So, but we cannot help to give them money or to do something, you know? But this is first, when you really want to help people, we have to open our mind, ourselves. Yeah? That's why we say, if you are stuck in the mud, how you can help other people take out from the mud? First, you have to come out from the mud. Yeah? First, you have to open yourself. Make sure yourself. Then you can help other people to how open their mind.
Yeah,
we have to be positive. If you are not positive, then all other people you think negative, yeah? That's why we say like everything project by mind. There's nothing change outside. Because this morning, maybe example like when you go to the park, maybe this morning you go to park, yeah? You went to the park, you're very happy. This morning you were happy and you went to park, then you're very happy and you enjoy there. Now your mind is agitated, you're angry. When you go to park, it's not happy. Outside things doesn't make us happy, you know? But we make happy to ourselves. Once you're really happy, once you're really open mind, it will automatically help other people. They all come to close to you. They all close to you and all are befriend. all people something just like when you see you suspect something, they're nervous to talk with you, that means you have something wrong. Yeah? They're nervous to talk, suspect to you talk, that means something wrong with your action. All that time you have to make up something. Oh, why the people nervous to me? Why suspect to me? Like kind of these people really kind of really he's really kind of scared to talk to with me, then think, oh, what? Am I too much negative or something? What did I do? You think about that. Yeah? Not only one person, the most people really like far away you feel the most people far away from you, scared to you, nervous to talk with you. That means you have something wrong. Then you have to make up. If you are really friendly, very nice, all people close to you, nice to you, then you can help. You can talk, you can share. First, you have to make open your mind and close with people, you know. If you're not close with people, you cannot share, you can teach. Yeah. That's a good question.
I want to know, so during we are practice the Dharma, during we are practice, and at the same time we still see some thing around other side, we will feel sad because during we are practicing, we cannot go to help other. We feel sad. So how? I want to know.
Yeah, that's really. How. I know that. Yeah, she has. I know that she really concerned other people because when you went to see Jim, she cried. Yeah, that means like we cannot cry, you know. Somebody see other people sick. Even my school, there's somebody, okay, when they see like other people eating meat, they cry. That means really I really feel like, oh, they are really, I'm nothing. They have really kind of compassion or love, other cure other people. One day we went to see Jim with her, she cried, that's why. It's first time, but she didn't know Jim long time. But it means really concern to some other people, yeah? Yeah, love to cure to other people's, what do you say, condition? Yeah.
So can you tell us Dharma? What is good Dharma help?
Yeah, the Dharma, how should I share? Yeah, then, yeah, on that time you try to, there are many ways to help, you know, talk, help. In many ways, it's like according to you can help according to their disposition, whatever they like, you can as much as you can do. That's we can help. Yeah. His meditation now. Okay, so now we're gonna stop here. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. So. Okay. I think it's stuck exactly on time. Ani nimala, ani tuje je nimala. Ani peche dhanta jima jima. Ta dhanta jima da gunjo so zinda ye na me na ha ko munda. Ani ge nimal ne ji gu. Jidang ge peche zinda de yesare. Laso. Laso nimala. Laso. Laso nimala. Ani tuje je nimala.
Laso rum
chelo. Laso tuje. Okay, dedication.
我刚才说的过月经刚的变当的我马林就有的今天是我听见叫做叫月经的把的等就是的给我的女的的喇嘛上前住着的罗话即将马林对也是老公不是就将就是就人不及马吉巴南吉就是叫我娘巴明白公内公的 表示说变天就来电报大姐姐丁姐姐不当姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐姐